It's 11 minutes after 6. According to the Quarterly Employment Statistics Survey, formal non-farm employment increased by 81,000 jobs in the fourth quarter, and the largest quarterly job gains were registered in the trade, financial and government sectors. I spoke to Andrew Levy, who's a labour analyst at Andrew Levy Employment Corporation.
You know, I think one's got to always look a little more deeply at the numbers themselves. I mean, the first thing is that it is reporting a very, very small employment increase in the quarter, but as I always say, one's got to be careful of short-term figures. Mm. What is a little bit more concerning is, firstly, you look at the year-on-year comparable figure, then in point of fact, it's almost nothing. It's more 0.2%. So if we look in the longer term, which is really what we're looking at, because we're talking about sustainable jobs, it's not so encouraging. The other thing is, if you look, and trying to be positive, if you look at where the jobs were created, they were in the tertiary or the service sector, business services, community services, and trade. And this was, in point of fact, the area where you do tend to see more growth. But ultimately, it's not going to grow jobs in the kind of numbers that are going to make a dent in our overall figures. Those come from manufacturing. And if you look at where they have in fact decreased, then it's again the core of our, you know, productive economy. They've gone down in construction, they've gone down in mining, and they've gone down in transport. So that's a little worrying. The other thing that is a little bit worrying is that if you break down the data between the public sector and the private sector, it does appear that of the increases that were reported, 1.9% were created in the public sector and 1.5% in the private sector. And we all know that the public sector is bloated, it's overemployed, and it needs to cut down. So in reality, it's not necessarily the best kind of job growth. But having said that, any growth in employment is better than the loss of one job. So, you know, I think we ought to be a little bit comforted. And I think that it's no sort of error that the announcement today by the state president and by Mr. Stephen Kosoff of Investment, of Investec, of the new YES program is timed to meet the same data as these figures. And I think that that particular initiative gives us something to look forward to, something to be optimistic about. And generally, I'm hopeful that the year will see an overall increase in employment, in sustainable employment, and in the private sector, which is really where we need the jobs.
Right. Speaking of President Ramaphosa and some of the business leaders who were part of that initiative, I mean, a lot's happened in the past couple of months. We've seen some positive changes, both on the supposed business consumer side, rather the business confidence side. Do you see that having a material dent in the construction, mining and transport industries going forward, considering that, I suppose, Moody's is sort of come into the picture and said, we'll change the outlook from negative to stable in the hope, I suppose, that growth plays its part as well in the country?
Yes, I think there is grounds to be optimistic. I think we'll see a recovery in construction and transport before we'll see it in mining. Mm-hmm. But I am of the view that our GDP growth this year will be higher than was thought of initially when you know, Mr. Zuma was still in power. And I think that if we do see an improvement in GDP growth, then we know construction will follow. Logistics are at the heart of moving goods in our economy. That will follow.
That's Andrew Levy, who's a labour analyst at Andrew Levy Employment Corporation.